The Social Animal by Elliot Aronson. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Social Animal, written by Elliot Aronson, is a comprehensive exploration of the psychological and social forces that shape human behavior. The book is divided into three parts. Part 1, The Social Animal, examines the psychological and social forces that shape our behavior. Part 2, The Social World, looks at the social environment in which we live. And Part 3, The Social Mind, examines the cognitive processes that influence our behavior. Throughout the book, Aronson draws on a wide range of research to illustrate the power of social forces in shaping our behavior. In Part 1, Aronson examines the psychological and social forces that shape our behavior. He begins by discussing the importance of social relationships in our lives and how these relationships can influence our behavior. He then looks at the role of culture in shaping our behavior and how our culture can both limit and expand our behavior. He also examines the role of emotions in our behavior and how our emotions can both help and hinder us. Finally, he looks at the role of self-concept in our behavior and how our self-concept can both motivate and limit us. In Part 2, Aronson looks at the social environment in which we live. He examines the role of social norms in our behavior and how these norms can both help and hinder us. He also looks at the role of social networks in our behavior and how these networks can both support and limit us. Finally, he looks at the role of social institutions in our behavior and how these institutions can both facilitate and restrict our behavior. In Part 3, Aronson examines the cognitive processes that influence our behavior. He looks at the role of memory in our behavior and how our memories can both help and hinder us. He also looks at the role of language in our behavior and how our language can both facilitate and limit our behavior. Finally, he looks at the role of reasoning in our behavior and how our reasoning can both help and hinder us. The Social Animal is an insightful and comprehensive exploration of the psychological and social forces that shape our behavior. Through a wide range of research, Aronson illustrates the power of social forces in shaping our behavior and how our behavior can both help and hinder us. The book is an invaluable resource for anyone interested in understanding the psychological and social forces that shape our behavior. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Self-esteem is an important factor in determining success. Self-esteem is a measure of how much an individual values themselves and their abilities, and it is a key factor in determining how successful a person will be in life. People with higher self-esteem are more likely to take risks and pursue their goals, while those with lower self-esteem may be more likely to give up in the face of adversity. Self-esteem is an important factor in determining success because it affects how an individual views themselves and their abilities. People with higher self-esteem are more likely to take risks and pursue their goals, while those with lower self-esteem may be more likely to give up in the face of adversity. Having a positive self-image can help an individual to stay motivated and focused on their goals, even when faced with challenges. It can also help them to develop resilience and the ability to bounce back from setbacks. People with higher self-esteem are also more likely to be open to feedback and criticism, which can help them to learn and grow. Self-esteem is also linked to mental health and well-being. People with higher self-esteem are more likely to have better mental health, as they are more likely to have a positive outlook on life and be more resilient in the face of adversity. Low self-esteem can lead to feelings of depression and anxiety, which can have a negative impact on an individual's ability to succeed. Therefore, it is important to cultivate a healthy self-esteem in order to achieve success. Main idea number 2. Social comparison is a powerful motivator. People are constantly comparing themselves to others, and this comparison can be a powerful motivator. People strive to be better than those around them, and this can lead to increased effort and improved performance. However, it can also lead to feelings of inadequacy and depression if the comparison is too unfavorable. Social comparison is a powerful motivator. People are constantly comparing themselves to others, and this comparison can be a powerful driving force for improvement. When people see someone else doing better than them, they often strive to do better themselves. This can lead to increased effort and improved performance, as people strive to be better than those around them. However, social comparison can also have a negative effect. If the comparison is too unfavorable, it can lead to feelings of inadequacy and depression. People may become discouraged if they feel they are not measuring up to the standards of those around them. It is important to remember that everyone has different strengths and weaknesses, and that comparison should be used as a tool for motivation, not as a source of discouragement. Main idea number 3. Social relationships are essential for happiness. People need strong social relationships in order to be happy and fulfilled. Having meaningful relationships with family, friends, and colleagues can provide a sense of purpose and belonging, and can help to buffer against stress and depression. Social relationships are essential for happiness. People need strong social relationships in order to be happy and fulfilled. Having meaningful relationships with family, friends, and colleagues can provide a sense of purpose and belonging, and can help to buffer against stress and depression. These relationships can be a source of joy, comfort, and support, and can help to create a sense of security and belonging. They can also provide a sense of identity and self-worth, and can help to foster a sense of community and connection with others. Having strong social relationships can also help to improve physical health. Studies have shown that people with strong social relationships are more likely to have better physical health and are less likely to suffer from chronic illnesses. Additionally, having strong social relationships can help to reduce stress and anxiety and can help to improve mental health. In order to cultivate strong social relationships, it is important to make time for meaningful interactions with others. This can include spending time with family and friends, engaging in meaningful conversations, and participating in activities that bring people together. It is also important to be open and honest with others, and to be willing to listen and understand different perspectives. Finally, it is important to be kind and compassionate towards others, and to show appreciation for the relationships that we have. Main idea number 4. Social influence is powerful. People are heavily influenced by those around them, and this can have a profound effect on their behavior. Social influence can be used to encourage positive behavior, but it can also be used to manipulate and control people. Social influence is a powerful force in our lives. We are constantly being influenced by those around us, whether it be our family, friends, or even strangers. This influence can have a profound effect on our behavior, as we often take cues from those around us and mimic their actions. Social influence can be used to encourage positive behavior, such as helping others or being kind. It can also be used to manipulate and control people, such as through peer pressure or conformity. It is important to be aware of the power of social influence and to be mindful of how it can affect our behavior. In his book The Social Animal, Elliot Aronson explores the power of social influence and how it shapes our lives. He examines how our behavior is influenced by those around us and how we can use this knowledge to our advantage. He also discusses how social influence can be used to manipulate and control people, and how to recognize and resist these attempts. Social influence is a powerful tool that can be used for both good and bad. It is important to be aware of its power and to use it responsibly. By understanding the power of social influence, we can use it to our advantage and create positive change in our lives and in the world. Main idea number 5. Cognitive dissonance can lead to irrational behavior. Cognitive dissonance is the feeling of discomfort that arises when a person holds two conflicting beliefs or values. This can lead to irrational behavior as people attempt to reduce the dissonance by changing their beliefs or behavior. Cognitive dissonance is an uncomfortable feeling that arises when a person holds two conflicting beliefs or values. This feeling of discomfort can lead to irrational behavior as people attempt to reduce the dissonance by changing their beliefs or behavior. For example, a person may believe that smoking is bad for their health, but they continue to smoke. This creates a cognitive dissonance, and the person may attempt to reduce this dissonance by rationalizing their behavior, such as by telling themselves that smoking is not as bad as they thought. This irrational behavior can also manifest in other ways. For example, a person may be presented with evidence that contradicts their beliefs, but instead of changing their beliefs, they may become more entrenched in their original beliefs. This is known as the backfire effect, and it is a form of irrational behavior that is driven by cognitive dissonance. Cognitive dissonance can lead to a wide range of irrational behaviors, from rationalizing one's own behavior to becoming more entrenched in one's beliefs. It is important to be aware of this phenomenon and to recognize when it is influencing our behavior, so that we can make more rational decisions. Main idea number 6. Self-fulfilling prophecies can shape behavior. Self-fulfilling prophecies are beliefs that become true because people act in ways that make them true. For example, if a teacher believes that a student is not capable of succeeding, the teacher may act in ways that make it more likely that the student will fail. Self-fulfilling prophecies can have a powerful influence on behavior. When people believe something to be true, they often act in ways that make it true. For example, if a teacher believes that a student is not capable of succeeding, the teacher may act in ways that make it more likely that the student will fail. This could include providing less support or fewer resources, or even giving lower grades than the student deserves. In this way, the teacher's belief becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, as the student's performance is shaped by the teacher's expectations. Self-fulfilling prophecies can also shape behavior in more subtle ways. For example, if a student believes that they are not capable of succeeding, they may not put in the effort required to do well. This could lead to lower grades, which in turn reinforces the student's belief that they are not capable of succeeding. In this way, the student's belief becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, as their behavior is shaped by their expectations. Self-fulfilling prophecies can have a profound effect on behavior, and it is important to be aware of their power. People should strive to be aware of their own expectations and beliefs, and to be mindful of how they may be influencing the behavior of those around them. Main idea number 7. Social learning is an important part of development. Social learning is the process of learning through observation and imitation of others. This is an important part of development, as it allows people to learn new skills and behaviors without having to experience them firsthand. Social learning is an important part of development, as it allows people to acquire new skills and behaviors without having to experience them firsthand. Through social learning, people can observe and imitate the behavior of others, which can help them to develop new skills and behaviors. This can be especially beneficial for children, as they can learn from the behavior of their parents, teachers, and peers. Social learning can also help adults to learn new skills and behaviors, as they can observe and imitate the behavior of those around them. Social learning can also help people to develop a better understanding of their environment and the people around them. By observing and imitating the behavior of others, people can gain insight into the beliefs and values of their peers and the culture they live in. This can help them to develop a better understanding of their own beliefs and values, as well as those of others. Social learning is an important part of development, as it allows people to learn new skills and behaviors without having to experience them firsthand. Through social learning, people can observe and imitate the behavior of others, which can help them to develop new skills and behaviors. This can be especially beneficial for children, as they can learn from the behavior of their parents, teachers, and peers. Social learning can also help adults to learn new skills and behaviors, as they can observe and imitate the behavior of those around them. Main idea number 8. Social norms shape behavior. Social norms are the unwritten rules of behavior that are accepted by a group. These norms can shape behavior, as people are more likely to act in ways that are accepted by their peers. Social norms are powerful forces that shape our behavior. They are the unwritten rules of behavior that are accepted by a group, and they can have a profound influence on how we act. People are more likely to act in ways that are accepted by their peers, and social norms can be used to encourage positive behavior and discourage negative behavior. For example, if a group of friends all agree to not drink alcohol, then they are more likely to stick to that agreement than if they had no social norm in place. Similarly, if a group of friends all agree to help each other out when needed, then they are more likely to do so than if they had no social norm in place. Social norms can also be used to encourage people to be more tolerant and understanding of others, as well as to promote fairness and justice. Social norms can be used to create a sense of belonging and community. When people feel like they are part of a group, they are more likely to act in ways that are accepted by that group. This can lead to a greater sense of unity and solidarity, as well as a greater sense of responsibility for the group as a whole. Social norms can also be used to promote positive values and beliefs, such as respect for others, honesty, and fairness. Social norms are an important part of our lives, and they can have a powerful influence on our behavior. By understanding and respecting social norms, we can create a more harmonious and cooperative society. Main idea number 9. Attitudes can be changed. Attitudes are beliefs and feelings about a particular topic, and they can be changed over time. People can be influenced by persuasive messages, personal experiences, and social pressure, and these can all lead to attitude change. Attitudes are beliefs and feelings about a particular topic, and they can be changed over time. People can be influenced by persuasive messages, personal experiences, and social pressure, and these can all lead to attitude change. For example, a person may have a negative attitude towards a certain political party, but after hearing a persuasive argument from a member of that party, they may change their attitude and become more open to the idea. Similarly, a person may have a negative attitude towards a certain type of food, but after trying it and finding out that they actually like it, their attitude may change. Attitude change can also be influenced by social pressure. People may be more likely to change their attitudes if they feel like they are being judged by their peers or if they feel like they are not fitting in with the group. For example, if a person is surrounded by people who have a positive attitude towards a certain type of music, they may be more likely to change their attitude and become more open to the idea. Attitude change is an important part of social interaction and can have a significant impact on how people interact with each other. It is important to be aware of how attitudes can be changed and to be open to the idea of changing one's own attitudes when necessary. Main idea number 10. Self-concept is an important part of identity. The self-concept is a person's view of themselves, and it is an important part of identity. People's self-concepts are shaped by their experiences, and they can be changed over time as people gain new experiences and learn more about themselves. The self-concept is a person's view of themselves, and it is an important part of identity. People's self-concepts are shaped by their experiences, and they can be changed over time as people gain new experiences and learn more about themselves. Self-concept is a complex and dynamic concept that is constantly evolving as people interact with their environment and learn more about themselves. It is a reflection of how people perceive themselves, and it can be influenced by both internal and external factors. People's self-concepts are shaped by their experiences, and they can be changed over time as people gain new experiences and learn more about themselves. People's self-concepts can be influenced by their family, friends, and society, as well as their own thoughts and feelings. People's self-concepts can also be affected by their successes and failures, and by their successes and failures in comparison to others. People's self-concepts can also be affected by their physical appearance, their abilities, and their values. Self-concept is an important part of identity because it helps people to understand themselves and to make decisions about their lives. It can also help people to form relationships with others, as people's self-concepts can influence how they interact with others. Self-concept can also help people to cope with difficult situations, as it can provide a sense of self-worth and a sense of purpose. Self-concept is an important part of identity, and it is important for people to be aware of their self-concept and to work to maintain a positive self-concept. People can work to maintain a positive self-concept by engaging in activities that make them feel good about themselves, such as spending time with friends and family, engaging in hobbies, and setting goals. People can also work to maintain a positive self-concept by being mindful of their thoughts and feelings and by challenging negative thoughts and beliefs.